Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And back to this COVIDflation that we, some listener cried yesterday about prices going up in hairdressers and everything, and then everywhere else for PPE, 40 quid in one case. Though a number of hairdressers contacted us later on to say they haven't put up their prices. But then the whole issue of anyone who was going in for a procedure in a private hospital was being asked for the figure ranged from 275 to 100 in the Bon Secours private to zero in the St Vincent's private. But the matter is 275. Eileen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You're the one who raised this wish. Now, we have a statement in from a PR company. It's Intelligent Communications. I think they're called 360 PR. It's a long statement. Now, we asked them four questions on the basis of what you told us yesterday. How much are people being charged for getting their temperature taken and being asked five questions, which is what you said was the test? Is that correct?
Well, they said it was the test.
That's what you were told.
That's what I was told.
Okay. 275. I'm just putting the questions we put to them because they're germane to the answers we didn't receive. Mm-hmm. Is it 275 euro? How does that break down? Is this being applied across the matter private group? But the key question is, how much are people being charged for getting their temperature taken and being asked five questions? And the statement which goes on, they wouldn't supply a spokesperson. The matter private healthcare group, series of additional quality, safety and risk management measures to protect patients and staff after COVID-19. One such measure is the reconfiguration of our facilities to minimise unnecessary contact. Another is the introduction of a robust COVID-19 screening service, which all attending patients will undergo, and in some cases further testing that thereafter, I presume, if your temperature is, which only some patients will undergo. These additional measures have come at considerable cost to the hospital, including operating longer hours, reduced capacity, additional cleaning, purchased PPE. As a result, the cost of this supplies, I'm sure, to all hospitals, as a result, the cost of running our services while simultaneously ensuring the safety of our patients and staff have increased. These are costs we believe should be observed by the health insurers as part of the insured patients' policies. The health insurers have experienced a significant drop year to date in the number of claims for private hospitals due to COVID-19 pandemic, including zero claims during the 3 months the private hospitals were used by the state during the COVID. The number of claims, in other words, they're saying the insurance companies who've had a very good year, the matter private are implying, especially in relation to the private hospitals, should foot the bill. The matter private healthcare group has, on behalf of patients, proactively engaged with health insurance providers regarding reimbursement of the unforeseen operating costs. The chargeable rate is 275 for an inpatient day procedure and 75 euro for a diagnostics outpatient test. It is important to note that the matter private healthcare group hospitals incur no profit, and that these fees are charged on an individual basis, not on an attendance basis. Therefore, no patient will be charged more than once for these procedures during a cycle of care. We appreciate the cost will vary across the hospital sector depending on the complexity of care across the system. To that end, we continue to engage with insurers to actively advocate on behalf of patients. Now, they don't answer the first question. Are people being charged 275 euro to have their temperature taken and being asked five questions? The only reference they make is it is the introduction of a robust COVID-19 screening service. Is temperature the... That's all that was asked of you, isn't that correct, Eileen?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could go to Dublin Airport and board a flight and they take my temperature, it's the same thing. That was always asked, five questions, and my temperature, that was it. And I saw very little PPE, and the girl came out from behind reception in ordinary clothes, and very nice girl, and explained to me about the 275. She stood very close to me, which I was very surprised with, and I was wearing a mask. And What I am annoyed about, Joe, more than anything, is the vulnerability of people who are ill. When you're goddamn ill, you really just want to get out of pain or you want to get the procedure over with. I was going in for a daytime procedure, which I'm recouping from today at home, and I feel fine.
Okay.
I'm going back in again next Monday. I've been on to the cardiology department because I'm due for an ablation, and I asked them, do I have to pay this $275 again? They haven't come back to me. They didn't know. They weren't sure. And I said, well, if that's the case, I'm cancelling my ablation. I don't want to know. I'm not going in there for the 2 days because I'm not going to pay the $275 just to cross your door. There is no screening, Joe. It is just a temperature check. She doesn't even come near you.
The PR company, on behalf of the Matter Private, say it is a robust COVID-19 screening service.
That's a joke. That's a joke, Joe. That's a joke. And the amount of people wearing PPE, I was astonished. Practically nobody. There were staff wandering around there yesterday, and I'm talking about admin staff. They were all not wearing masks, just wearing their ordinary clothes. The nursing staff were all wearing masks, but very little PPE. I was shown into my consultant, a superb guy. He did exactly what he had to do, and I got out that evening.
Okay.
So, Joe, I think it's a total rip-off. I have put it to them. I said, I am not paying it, and I'm cancelling my ablation. I put it to the consultant. He has not come back.
Okay.
It's not the consultant.
Well, the BlackRock Clinic, I'm going on Martin Wall's report in today's Irish Times. The BlackRock Clinic don't charge. The Beacon, if you're a customer, 600,000 people have Leia healthcare, that would be covered by Leia for the Beacon only at this stage. The bond secure is £100. And I say the BlackRock is zero, and St. Vincent's Private is zero as well.
That's
so
right.
I'm sure they all had to do the same things. Okay, Eileen, you mind yourself. I'm conscious you're recovering as well, so mind yourself.
I'm fine, Joe. Oh, yeah, I'm actually fine. Thank you very much.
How's your temperature? I think your temperature went up when I read out that statement, did it, Eileen?
Pack of nonsense, Joe. You know, I've been in business a long time, and I know when the world has been pulled over my eyes. It's owned by a French company. They bought the Matter Private 2 years ago from an American company. It's a company called Infofy. Have a look there.
Oh, well, you tell me.
It's a French company who bought it from an American bond.
Okay.
And everything changed inside. I mean, they've redesigned the whole inside of it. But I personally think the standards in the Matter Private have literally gone downhill. We're in a different area now. But the thing is,
I didn't know it's owned by a French company.
It's owned by a French company.
But they say it's a not-for-profit organisation.
Oh, well, yes, or anyone could start a not-for-profit organisation. You can, and the Maureen, so can I.
Okay, Eileen, mind yourself. Joe at rte.ie.